بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني سبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected all my ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Generally we are under the misconception that the work of inviting towards good and forbidding evil, the activity of da'wah and tabligh, and the effort to link mankind to the Creator, to link the creation to the Creator, we sometimes unfortunately and unconsciously we say that the founder of the Tabligh Jamaat activity and movement is Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali is not the founder of Tabligh, Dawah, enjoying what is good or forbidding what is evil. In fact, we repeatedly on the other hand say that the effort of enjoying what is good and forbidding what is evil, and the effort to link the creation to the Creator, this is the work of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So first and foremost we must understand that this effort here is the work of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and special activity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So historically speaking, practically every Nabi, every Rasul engaged in the activity of enjoying what is evil and linking the creation to the Creator. So every Nabi did this. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did this. And we are so fortunate as Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that compared to the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, this activity of enjoying what is good and forbidding what is evil and calling towards Tawheed and Risalat and Akhirat, that was limited activity to those Anbiya. The ummats of those Anbiya were not given those responsibility. The ummats of those Anbiya, they just had to follow their Nabi or Rasul respectively. But per se, they did not have the responsibility of continuing the effort of that Nabi or Rasul. Fortunate we are that being from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are allowed, and not even allowed, it has become now our responsibility because of Khatam al-Nabuwat, finality of Nabuwat, that it has now become our responsibility to enjoy what is good, to forbid what is evil, connect the creation to the Creator. What was the activity of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam has now become the responsibility and duty of us being the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how fortunate we are, how privileged we are, and on the other hand, how accountable we are. Privileged we are, we understand. We are so happy we got this responsibility, but we have lost focus on the accountability. If you look at, historically speaking, two groups of people came about. Two groups of people came about. One is the Ahl al-Khabar. The Ahl al-Khabar. And the second one is the Ahl al-Nazar. The Ahl al-Khabar, that is the Anbiya alayhi salam. And the Ahl al-Nazar, those who by observation come to decisions, by observation come to conclusions, by observation they want to utilize pure rationality and utilize pure philosophy to come to some conclusion. From the previous Anbiya alayhi salam's history we gather that up to today amongst us, within us, around us also, still we have got the Ahl al-Khabar and the Ahl al-Nazar. Those days the Ahl al-Khabar, they were the Anbiya alayhi salam, because they were the callers, the inviters. And the Ahl al-Nazar, they were the objectors, the complainers, those who were complaining all the time, and those who were rejecting and not prepared to accept the message. In our time, then it has become that those who will purely decide on rationality and reason. And fortunately, that it now belongs to those groups which are not in the fold of Islam. Our difficulty amongst us is that we sometimes delay in understanding via the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we take Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam preached, and when he preached, Quran Kareem talks of it and says 950 years. 950 years is the figure not of his life. 950 years is the figure of his preaching, propagating, moving amongst the public and talking to them. However, now when after so much of effort, preaching to them day in and day out, night in and night out, preaching to them individually, collectively, preaching to them secretly, openly, preaching to them nicely, they refused to accept. Then, when he raised his hand and made dua, إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ, that definitely, surely, most certainly, I am overwhelmed. I am overpowered, meaning that now I have lost hope of what to do here. Help me, aid me, support me, take me out of this difficulty and stress. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that the construct the ark. Remember that he's constructing an ark, he's constructing this ark in the desert area, where there is no water to float this ark. So the division is already taking place. But that he is representing the Ahl al-Khabar, those who have been informed. He has been informed, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is following this inspiration, this revelation that construct the ark. And those who are the objectors and the rejectors and the deniers and the jeerers, and those who are to base their argument of pure rationality and logic are saying, what has happened to this person? That he's constructing this ark here on a barren land, in a desert area. There is no hope of rain here, there is no water here. And what is he going to do with this here? So can you imagine now that exactly is happening nowadays to a certain extent amongst us two? If you want rationality, you want proof, you want logic, then I will act, otherwise I'm not going to act. So in that scenario, what they began to do, firstly laugh at him, jeer at him, laugh at him, and they started utilizing his art as a toilet. They began to go, whenever they wanted to pass out urine and stool, they utilized his art. Now, can you imagine what was going in the mind and the heart of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam? They see what they did to my art now. We Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to build this art and see what they are doing to it now. Here we should be very careful that when you do anything that is good, and when you do anything that is positive, and when you do anything for the upliftment of being, then you must get opposition. Especially in the field of invitation. In the field of invitation towards Haqq, and for the invitation to link the creation to the Creator, you must get difficulty. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam, there is a very lengthy incident about how he accepted Islam. In fact, research shows there are two directions concerning his acceptance of Islam. After he accepted Islam, the next day, the first thing he did was he went to Abu Jahl. The first thing he did in the morning, he went to Abu Jahl. Now Abu Jahl, his house, if you know the Haram, you come out of the Haram outside gate 1. When you come out outside gate 1, King Abdulaziz, and you go in front, you will see toilets. 30 years ago when we seen this, they should call it Kakus. And it was still toilets, now they are fancy toilets. In that area was Abu Jahl's house. So they had converted it into toilets. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went to him and knocked at his door. Why? Because now the responsibility was down on him. That enjoying what is good, forbidding what is evil, linking the creation to the Creator, presenting the Tawrat of Tawheed, the Risalat and Akhirat. So immediately he goes to his door, knocks, and when Abu Jahl comes out, he says, you see, that you have to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Rasul of Allah. Abu Jahl was infuriated. He slammed the door on him. Read this in history books. He slammed the door on him and told him, what happened to this man? Where is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who his roar, his awe, dignity and honor, and people were afraid of him to such an extent that it is written that when the Muslims were leaving Makkah to Mukarramah safely and in security and in the darkness of night, they should leave. Whenever they got an opportunity, 2, 2, 3, 3 should go away to Medina to Munawwarah. So once it so happened, the two friends left. When they met, one of the friends said to his companion that, see, I've forgotten something in my house. Let me go quickly, I'll get it, and then I'll come back and we'll continue the journey. So he said, okay. Now this person is waiting with the saman, with the goods, a little bit waiting there, and here comes Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. At that time we were not blessed with Islam. Here was one usul that when we narrate an incident of any sahabi, and we narrate an incident prior to him accepting Islam, we will still say Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. We won't say Umar. That is completely dishonoring and disrespectful. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to him and told him that what's happening with you, what you doing here, why are you standing here, and asked him a lot of questions and went away. Then his friend came back. When his friend came back, this person said, you know, in your absence, you know what happened? So what? He said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala will pay. So this person said, he hit you? He hit you? Because that was what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala will do those days. Hitting. He said, he hit you? He said, no, no, no. He spoke nicely, decently. So, and I think, you know, he'll accept Islam. So that person said, see, the donkey of Umar will accept Islam, not Umar. This is what your reaction. That this very upon accepting Islam, realizing the duty and the responsibility on his shoulders. That immediately now he is being blessed, he goes to Abu Jahl, arch enemy of Islam. Hazrat Lu'a alayhi salam built this ark, and now they began to dishonor it by passing urine and stool on it. When the ark is now practically complete, so these people, even in the night, in the dead of the night, they have no electricity, obviously, like how we have got it today. Even in the night, when they wanted to go to toilet, they should go to the ark. They should not go anywhere else, because this has become for them official toilet facilities and amenities. So they're going to the ark in the evening, in the night, in the darkness, they're still going there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decides to catch hold of, say, any people or any person, then He holds firmly. And we should make constant dua that Allah ta'ala accepts and He doesn't hold and catches us. On the other hand also, we should make constant dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put pride in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require any one of us for His deen. We require to be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah jalla majdahu, He inflicted them with an ailment and a disease. This ailment and disease was, they began to get a skin rash, and they began to get boils and pus, and blood began to flow from their bodies, and they began to stink, and odor was coming out of their bodies. But still, when it came to passing of urine and stool, they were going for the ark. Unfortunately, this happens to stubborn people. That when sin comes into a person, there are certain sins, and Shaykh Sadi Ramtullah Alayhi has written about this, that there are certain sins that when a person, even when he is hunchback, double bent, he still will engage in those sins. Because of arrogance and stupidity and disobedient quality, the person will not want to leave the sin. He can be only in that sin. These people too, although they are being affected and they are being humiliated by this body ailment, they are still going to that ark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got strange ways and fascinating ways and wonderful ways of curing things. So one of these people who have had this disease and ailment, in the dead of the night decided as per habit to go to the ark to pass out urine and stool. But obviously there is no light facilities, and the ark unfortunately had, in our terminology, a lot of landmines now. You understand now? Landmines? Huh? Mildly putting it, landmines there. So this person went there and slipped upon one of these landmines. When he slipped, obviously he fell down. When he fell down, then got soiled up properly. And he came back home. So sunrise, they watered him down. Watered him down and lo, when they watered him down, the disease is gone. The disease is gone. So they said, how? That what is on the ark there, that filth and that mess and that soil and all that, that is the ointment now. And that is the ointment for this disease, the horrific disease of ours. So they began to rush onto the ark. Hafiz Imaduddin, Sahib Ibn Kasir, Ramtullah Alayhi, is narrating all that I'm saying. They run now to the ark and start eating from there. Those who are able to walk and run, go on to the ark and start applying that. This is ultimate now. This is the cure of their ailment. And those that cannot move and walk, they are giving the others the containers, go bring for us, go bring for us. You know what they bring in. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got wonderful ways of working. Those people who were trying to humiliate their Nabi, who is the heir of Khabar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making them now shine that boat. Because it's time to sail now, and now it's time to move. You make that ark now beautiful, now it's gone for valley now. And who is valuing it? These people who are responsible for creating difficulty, who are messing this yacht and messing this boat and this ark up. So everything, Mufassirin writes that between the two planes, they were using nails, their nails, to physically take it out. Because everything was valuable for them now. And taking it and utilizing it so that they can become cured of their ailment. So here what we are getting. The Ahl Khabar, Nabi. In this case, Nuh alayhi salam. And this side, the Ahl Nazar. Those who are looking and observing and deducing and expecting that this ark, where is going to sail this ark? Up to date, the same formula is coming down. The Ahl Nazar and the Ahl Khabar. And the Ahl Khabar, that is the Nabi and those who are linked to the Anbiya and those who are linked to the work of the Anbiya alayhi salam, they eventually will win. They eventually will succeed. Yes, a little time. But success comes after a little bit of difficulty. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he is public, were worshipping idols, and his father Azar, now in some areas there is an academic discussion, they try to raise what was his father's name. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran al-Kareem clearly says that his father is Azar. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, we accept it. And was let alone a worshipper of the idols, maker of the idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam was trying to explain to his father that listen, these idols can do nothing. They do not eat, they do not walk, they do not talk, they cannot hear, they cannot listen, you cannot supplicate to them, you cannot pledge your allegiance to them. They cannot harm even a fly that sits on them. But his father refused to listen. Again now we see a big who, Ibrahim alayhi salam representing Ahl Khabar. And his father, the remaining public worshippers of idols, the Ahl Nazar. So what Ibrahim alayhi salam does, that when the time of festivity came, when the time of festivity came, then he said, no, inni sakim, I am sick. So he abstained from going through this festival outside. So some of the Arabians, they object. They said, how come Ibrahim alayhi salam said he's sick, inni sakim? So we say that Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying that, listen, I'm spiritually sick. So when you say I'm spiritually sick, there is nothing wrong with that. A few years ago, I went to India. And this was after 17 years coming out from Darul Uloom Deoband, I decided to go back. And why after so long? I said, see, my asatiza will ask you what you did. So after 17 years, I felt, no, I have done a little bit, I can tell them I did a little bit. Because it will be not good to go there and you did nothing. When the ustads will ask you, they spent so much time teaching, that what you did. So at least you say, I did something. Nevertheless, we had to go through Bombay and then come to Delhi. And they had their Hindu festival. Whatever the festival names, etc., you know all that, but no use mentioning that. However, that smell of shirk, that smell of shirk and idol worship got into my system. And physically I started reacting to it. To such an extent I began to foam out, my body began to swell up. There was no apparent cause for having this besides this shirk and the smell. And then I realized the shirk is dirty. And grossly impure. To such an extent that from there I had to go to Karachi where I was hospitalized. when I came back to South Africa, then I have brothers who are doctors, etc. They said, see, this thing you have to work, get worked out of your system. Now, inni sakeen, when Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, he's referring to this. And he's the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how pure is his heart and soul. Can you imagine how he is reacting? Also, we call this tawhiyah, which is not a lie in reality, but it looks like a lie. But in reality, there is no such thing as a lie. Like how Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he went to that area, and that king, that rascal, was apprehending all beautiful women. And he was apprehending all wives, beautiful wives. So when they asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, that lady with you, who is she? My sister. My sister in faith. Also, when we get this system, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was going with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, migration, and those camels, 100 camels, reward for each of them, then when someone confronted Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told him, and that person did not know who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, they asked him, who is this man? So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Rajulun yahdi ila sabir. He said, he's a man. He's referring to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a man. He's guiding me on the path. So the hearer of this, he said, oh, this is his guide. He's a guide. Meaning that he's the guide for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, physical road guide. Right? Meanwhile, Hazrat Abu Bakr, how brilliant is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala bin Majmai, that he said he is the spiritual guide. Spiritual coming in bracket, that he is the man, that is the first Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is mortal, he is human being, that he is rajul, he is a man guiding, spiritual guide he is for me. So externally it looks something, but in reality the meaning is correct. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I am sick. Meanwhile, when they go away, he breaks all the idols and he takes the axe, places it on the big one, and leaves it. When they come and they do investigation, they say, no, this is a young person by the name of Ibrahim, and they will not get him. So they get him. Eventually, what they do, again now, they ahel a qabr and they ahel a mazar. They prepare a fire. And such a huge fire, Hafiz Ibaduddin Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that not a fire like that was created before. And he said, not a fire like that to be created again. And days on, they were getting wood for the fire. It is stated, unfortunately, that many ladies, etc., they were taking bundles of wood to the place and saying that I'm contributing wood, that my child must get better at home. And when they ignited that fire, they were set with a problem, because that fire was blazing so hot and such heat was being emanated that you could not even go near them. And the lizard began to blow also. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's why I have stated in your hadith, I just read it lately, in fact a day ago, and I was explaining to my family that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the lizard, when you see it, kill it. And if you strike it with one blow, you'll get 100 reward. And if you strike it thereafter with other blows, meaning you missed it by one, then your sawab rating goes down. Why? Because khamakha, the lizards have no business. The guy is blowing for the fire, to ignite the fire more. The fire is being blazing as it is. So, Shaitan gave them mushara there and told them that he's seen hell, Jahannam, and they should use a caterpillar system of throwing people into hell. So use that same system, caterpillar system, and throw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into that fire. So they did that. Put into place the caterpillar system and threw him into the fire. Now remember, again now we are faced here with the Ahl al-Khabar, Ibrahim alayhi salam in this case, and the Ahl al-Nazar, the theory and observation is the fire burns. So far as they're concerned, they are throwing the person into the fire, that fire is going to burn, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has their own designs, Ya naru kuni baradan wa salamun ala Ibrahim. That, oh fire, become a place of coolness and comfort and ease, become in fact a place of luxury for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the instruction is coming directly. And before, prior to that, there are certain narrations talking about the malaika coming there and asking Ibrahim alayhi salam that can we intercede, can we help, can we put this fire off? And Ibrahim alayhi salam is clearly saying that as long as my Rabb knows my condition, I will go along. Result, that which is supposed to burn has become a bed of roses. That which supposed to burn now goes in the opposite direction and becomes cool. Because the ahl al-khabar, that one which is getting revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one at stake and he is informing. So again we see the takraw, the confrontation of two people, the ahl al-nazar and the ahl al-khabar. Respected elders, we see Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam constantly telling Firaun that release the Bani Israel. Release the Bani Israel, let me take them away. And now the Bani Israel are the slaves there actually. And they are under Firaun and his military might. And they are under his government. One question here, that we know the story, I'm repeating it to refresh our memory, that one question you must have thought about. I'll answer it for you today. See, Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel are still under the supervision, custodianship, guardianship, and surveillance of Pharaoh and his military might. How come Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel left that place and had a head start? You ever thought of that? How come Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, they left the place and they reached the water before Pharaoh and his military might? Because, for example, in this area, hypothetically speaking, Pharaoh is in charge and he's watching everybody with his military information and intelligence. And how can a person go with the Bani Israel, thousands of them, and reach the water without him knowing? Why he never stopped them? Thought of that. Nevertheless, it so happened that Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel in the dead of the night and told them, let's go. And they moved. And they moved towards the water. While Pharaoh could not pursue him, while Pharaoh and his entire military might could not apprehend them and tell them, where are you going? You're not going anywhere. You must stay here. Why he allowed them to go? Because logically speaking, they are under his control. Pharaoh's control, they are his slaves. They're working for him day and night. They're slogging for him. And he, the touch is a move. They can't move without his permission. But here, Musa alayhi salam takes the entire Bani Israel and he goes. The reason is very simple. Again, Tafsir ibn Kathir writes that these people of Pharaoh, including Pharaoh and his people, had a belief that if there is a death in the family, then you are not allowed to move. If there is a death in the family, then for 24 hours you must stay put and make preparations for the burial of that person. And you must have these various functions and ceremonies and all those things. So that is why they're not allowed to move. Why? Because they are all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one person die in every family. One person to die in every family of their own and his surrogates. Surrogates, you understand. Just like I say, the Mufti uses some big words. Surrogate, you got another word for spoons. So, all the subordinates, one person started dying. And they were busy in the burial and the ceremony. Musa alayhi salam took his people and went to the water. Now again you got the takraw. The takraw is what? Musa alayhi salam represents the Ahl al-Khabar. And Fir'aun and his might and his military, they Ahl al-Nazar. They are going to the water and you get stuck there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in numerous verses describes the scene. Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, they say to him that, what? Where you brought us to this water? But the water is here, and there comes Fir'aun and his mighty army. Now he caught here. What are we going to do? And Musa alayhi salam at that stage forgot what to do. And he began to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that strike your staff. When he struck the staff, immediately the waters open. The waters open, again now, the Ahl al-Khabar, they come into victory position. Waters open, now the Bani Israel, they have 12 tribes. So they asked Musa alayhi salam, here, we go inside here, and we don't know about our other people, other tribes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam made dua, there are 12 roads created now. So each one has his own road, each tribe. Again the Bani Israel complained to Musa alayhi salam, we are going, but what, we don't know what is happening to the other tribe. So the narrators, the Mufassirin write that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, miracle upon miracle is taking place. In support of what? Support of the Ahl al-Khabar. Those linked with the Anbiya alayhi salam. And windows were created in the water, so they could see each other now. While walking, they were able to see each other. Respected elders, here the waters open. In one expedition, Hazrat Qab ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they were invading Persia, because the Persians fled across the water, so Hazrat Qab ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu gathered all the those who were in the expedition, and he gave one speech on Tawheed, following of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ikhlas. I think if you analyze that speech, easily the 6 points will come out of that speech. I have to, inshallah, read that speech again. Nevertheless, he told them about Ikhlas, Yaqeen, Tawheed, all that, obedience to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jihad, fervor for Jihad, enthusiasm for Jihad, everything he told them. And he told them, see, that we are going to take our horses and go up to this water. And he and Hazrat Ati Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala who went up to the waters. And on the other side, these Persians are looking at them coming. And these Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who majbahi, they coming on through the waters riding their horses. Can you imagine that scene? Respected elders, one Sahabi, he tells another one, that, listen, my container fell down. So the Sahabi, while the moon is saying, maybe something wrong with your intention. Something is wrong with your sincerity. So the Sahabi says, Wallah, nothing wrong with my intention. Wallah, nothing wrong with my sincerity. They crossed the water. When they crossed the water, then, besides the result and the impact they created that side, this container began to come to these shores. So the Sahabi says to the one, he says, see, my intention, see, my sincerity, where's my container coming? You think we can do that? Can we do that? Abu Musa alayhi salam moves across there. See the takraw again. Ahl al-Khabar, Ahl al-Nazar. Eventually Ahl al-Khabar will. This system of thought, unfortunately, is slowly coming in us too. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken for Mi'raj. When he's taken for Mi'raj, he comes back and he talks what happened on this miraculous journey. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not in Makkah al-Mukarramah at that stage. He was out. When he came back, then to confront him was Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl tells him, "Sir, have you heard what your friend is saying?" Meaning Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, Abu Jahl is a representative and a khabar, relying solely, wholly on rationality, logic. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who is relying on Ahle Khabar, on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, see, your friend is saying that he went from here, he went to Jerusalem, Masjid Aqsa, then from there he went on high, and he went and he got this, he saw Jannah, Jahannam, etc., all this, and he came back. Well, what do you say about that? I believe in this. I believe in this. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to us about Jannah. We haven't seen Allah, we haven't seen Jannah, we haven't seen Malaika, we haven't seen Jinnat, we haven't seen. He's talking to us about so many unseen things. We believe in this. And now he's saying this. This is false. So definitely I believe. See the takara, the confrontation between Ahl al-Qabr and Ahl al-Nazar. Ahl al-Nazar, Abu Jahl and party are representing. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is where he gave the appellation, the title to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who as Siddiq. Because of this affirmation of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tawheed and Risala. Respected elders, so we are in that position of responsibility and duty that we have got a role to fulfill. We have been not just thrown down here in vain. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stipulating our role. That our role, Allah is stating in Surah Yusuf, that kul hazi is sabili. That say Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, and this refers to all of us, say, that this is the road, this is the road. I what is this? Adu illallah. I call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala basiratin. With what? With certainty, with full conviction, with firmness, with proper intention and sincerity, with the knowledge and not wasting of time, I call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does this? Ana wa manittaba'ni. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing, and those that follow, who are those that follow? It refers to us. Because we have been given this responsibility of enjoining what is good, forbidding what is evil. We have been given this responsibility to take forward to everybody, respected elders. And how? Understand something, respected elders, that we are in a better position. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us as per our talent. And who has given us this talent, this ability, this capacity? Who has given us? And the world is waiting for us when we are sleeping. We are able to articulate, we are able to speak, we are able to talk the language English, and the world is waiting. We are not moving. And Sahaba were moving. Respected elders, there, when you listen to the Kalbuzaris of people who are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you realize how much the public knows. One place, our Jamaat went, and then Ali is there, and one person, only in the room. Then Ali says to this person that, hey, listen, you must go and make wuzu, because you discharge gas, and it's smelling, you know. So the person says, no, not necessary. What do you mean not necessary? I said, no, there's no sound, no wuzu broke. No sound, no wuzu broke. How do you get to this conclusion? I said, no, this is my practice every day. So when you come down and you see what is down happening with respect to elders, then you realize that most of us have become scholars in Islam, but down the road I understand what is happening. In the locality of Thana Bhavan, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali was there. And great other scholars. Maulana Elias Rahmatullah Ali, he sent out a Jamaat. And he knew the reservations held by Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali in the initial stages. So he instructed the Jamaat of Meerut, simple people. But don't go immediately to his masjid. Work around and then eventually things will happen. So they went to one masjid, and that masjid was near the Khanqah of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. And those days when they should have halqa of Talim, they should make the participants read the kalima also. And Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayh was present in that halqa. He said, "This is my masjid, let me also sit." A big scholar in Islam. And now the people of Tadabayan are sitting, these Mewatis have come from outside, they made some circles, and they said, "Okay, let's read kalima." Then, to the astonishment of Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayh, there are those people he sees daily did not know the kalima. That made his haste. Immediately he went to Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh and said, "Hazrat, this is the position of those people who come to the Khanqah. This is the position of those people who are around us. This is the position." That is when Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh stated that Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, where there was despair, has brought hope now. So respected elders, and we have to participate in an activity that is going to benefit everybody. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated one very nice thing, that the azbab that is preventing one from going out of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality that is the cause for one to go out of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me explain. That the causes that prevents a person from striving the path of Allah, whether it is profession, shop, knowledge, whether it is business, whether it is anything, wife, children, anything, you say in your mind, I say in my mind, that this is stopping me from going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, this is the cause why you're supposed to be out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the yaqeen is full that Allah is the provider, that Allah is the doer, and Allah is the one who nourishes, and Allah is our Rabb. That is why when one locality the Jamaat went, and there was a young person playing there, they went to keep in touch with the family of that person out in the path of Allah. They asked the young man, "That your father is out in the path of Allah, how is everything at home?" He said, "My father is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not God. Allah is not God. Allah is yes. My father is the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now when yaqeen comes, this happens. Respected elders, that is why when Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was ailing, he was sick, he was feeble, cannot even walk and move, respected elders, the saathis of his, the companions told him that it's not necessary for you to go. He said, "I have to go, one ayat is troubling me." The ayat is troubling me that in through kifafan or sikhanan. They are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, light and heavy. In through, fara yafiru, firavan. That go out, run, strive. At that age, in that health, ill. And then he gives instructions that take me in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I pass away, don't bury me there. Mount me and move me still in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when you rest, bury me there. Respected elders, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala who watered this garden with their blood, that is why today we got Islam on a plate. Because we got Islam on a plate, we do not appreciate it. And what is the role? That if we follow the Ahle Khabar, the information provided by the Anbiya alayhi salam, and we have got such an advantage, we have got Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is informing us that success lies in striving with the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders, all this effort has been made. As we know, there are various istimas taking place in our country also, but you've got local takazas. Dr. Sahib said, we've got some local takazas, and inshallah we should fulfill the local takazas.
Thank you very much, inshallah. That is the next intention, inshallah. 4 months, 40 days. trying to prepare the Jamaat first week of February to work locally, Satis, and give their names.
Activity in this pathway, in this way, is for our own benefit.
See, by first week, the Satyas for first week, there are 40 days. And you, sir.
Unfortunately, Alhamdulillah, you know the work, you have no hiring, no firing. And also, fortunately, there is no such thing as you have to be alim to do this work. In fact, Quran Iyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, they asked him that if you have to label or give this work a name, what you would say? You see, Tehreek Iman. Movement for upliftment of Iman. But the title of Tabligh Jamaat caught on.
Iman, this is what we think. Satish can give you the name for 3 days also, mashallah. Who's ready for 3 days? Abu Bakr.
Sometimes what happens that if we haven't participated or called out for 3 days, then we think, you know, something wrong with these brothers, you know. Then suggestion, you go out and see if anything wrong anyway. After 3 days, you'll know what's happening.
MashaAllah. Anyone else?
This is not my work, this is our work. All of us. Ali, not Ali, Morana, not Morana, Mufti, not Mufti, everybody.
MashaAllah. Hey, anyone else?
And in fact, if you're a businessman, then you are at times in a better position, you know how to sell something.
I think we'll have Mufti Sahib here on Sunday night again. This masjid. Of course, there's a program at the other masjid also. Masjid on Saturday night. Tomorrow, Mufti Sahib will be going to Bulwayo. Okay, what Mufti Sahib with us on Saturday night at Masjid al-Nur in Belvedere, and Sunday night it will be here. So we should encourage other people also. After the dua, those Satis who have made intention to go for 3 days, they can come in front so we can decide on the program.
Tell you a small story before we begin. That I have brothers, and Alhamdulillah, two brothers are doctors, one brother very active in Jamaat activity. For the last 40 years or so, he hasn't missed his 3 days or 40 days, not in Gash, not out Gash. So in one family, Mashwara, they said, no, let us take one Elias Jamaat out. So he said, how? So all the brothers must come. So I've got two brothers, doctors, and then one brother is a retired school teacher. He was HOD, library science. Another brother was a lecturer in business economics. Now he's a financial consultant. And most people don't know that before I went to Jewel, that I qualified as an architectural draftsman for the pleasure of my mother. She wanted that. She said, do that, then you can go. So what we said, go for this Elias Jamaat, and all the sons must come and all the son-in-laws. And some of them never see God, the Prasad Khabari Dinapis, with God. So we made Tashkil and said, right. We went to Durban from all parts and gathered in Masjid Hilal. So we were about, alhamdulillah, 17 of us. Purely Elias, the principal factors, the brothers, the sons, and the son-in-laws. They kept us there for the Shab Ruzari, and then they posted us to Peter Maritzburg, to Mountain Rise. And we had firmly decided we stay in the masjid, we not going anywhere else, and inshallah, let's see what we can do. That whole area, they were astonished. They said, I can never be there. How can these, all of them come out? And also, a lot of people will come in and say that, how can the Mufti come out? We found the time to come out. But they see all these publications and everything, they say, something's wrong somewhere. Now, believe you me, respected elders, that this is the work. This is the work. What we are doing, alhamdulillah, is good. This is one section of it. And in reality, to touch the hearts of mankind is on the floor. We are on some other level, writing academic stuff and defending and all doing those things. But to come to grassroots levels and to work amongst the public, this is the work. And then we saw it with our own eyes, that when we started going out from Umumi Gash, there were 75 going out from Gash. Yes. Why? Because there was some sacrifice, some effort, and maybe some of my brothers never see the activities of Jamaat. But they made some effort. So if we also make some effort, leave some luxury for a while, a little bit, you'll see automatically the results in your own life and then life in your family. And who does not want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everybody wants that. Allah Ta'ala accept all those great names. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azab an-nar. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive our sins that we commit in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, wherever the activity is taking place, in whichever, whatever form it is, Ya Allah, grant barakah in it. Ya Allah, wherever there are jamaat and istimaat and jawrs, Ya Allah, create barakah in it. Ya Allah, everyone sitting here has got requisitions in the heart. Ya Allah, you are the knower of the heart. Ya Allah, you are the fulfiller of the requisitions. Ya Allah, we plead to you, fulfill our requisitions. Ya Allah, help us, aid us, support us. Ya Allah, make our world good and our akhirat good, and save us from the punishment of the grave. Ya Allah, grant us ability to be generous, hospitable, and organized, and systemized. Ya Allah, grant us ability to understand the deen, and grant us the ability to love the Sunnah and love the Quran. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to be united and not disunited. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarika azu jalali wal ikram, sami'na wa ta'na wa frarika rabbana wa ilayka al-masir, wa rahmatika ya rahmat rahim.